Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow Is Enough, by Entozake Shange, performed by Tandy Newton, produced by Audible, Inc.
Beginning, Middles, and New Beginnings. A Mandala for Colored Girls. Musings and Meditations on the Occasion of the Second Publication, by Entozake Shange. For Colored Girls began in the middle of itself, one early San Francisco evening when I could walk in circles through fog. I felt I was skipping through the mist, rinsing myself in damp clouds, licking the salty sweat at night. I started Cypress's diary. I am outside St. Louis, and this is for colored girls who have moved to the ends of their own rainbows. Later, Cypress became the second daughter in Sassafras, Cypress and Indigo. My pieces seemed to fold in on each other, and I fed them into each other. My girls in varied colors in all of my works, from Betsy Brown to Lil Fane, live in the journey of this work, were born in the journey of this work for colored girls. From solo voice to theater, from poetry to play, from random order to the rainbow, for colored girls has always encompassed them all. The poems finding their way through me to the audience for that story, let me go back to the beginning, one of many. In 1975, Paula Moss, a dancer with an MFA from Irvine, and I drove across country from San Francisco with For Colored Girls in its nascent form to perform at the Alternative Newport Jazz Festival at Studio Riviera in Lower Manhattan.